Okay, roll call. Councilwoman Camp, I knew could not make it because she had another meeting at this time. And Alma gets off work at 5:00. She was going to try to join us via Zoom, but was still in question about that. And then Councilmember Spohr, I thought he was going to be here when I spoke to him yesterday. He said he would be here, so we haven't heard anything else. Okay. So at this time, if I can ask for those council members to be excused.
Make a motion to excuse Councilmember Carmona, Spohr, and Camp from special meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So carries. Okay, we come to you tonight with one thing on the agenda. I will let Aaron take it from here. Okay.
Ready to go? Good evening, everybody. Can I go, Tanya? Are we good?
Yes.
Can we stand by to ensure that she's available?
I just promoted her to panelist.
Okay. Is she on there? Alma?
She's on the Zoom. She just sent it.
Yep.
She is.
Okay.
Awesome. Good evening, everybody. First off, I just want to say thank you for making yourselves available at this special city council meeting. The whole purpose of this council meeting is to request an exception to one of our codes with the municipal code 9.33.020 subsection C, which basically restricts the RVs from parking in our park's parking lot. Yes.
Pardon me? Okay. I'm sorry.
I'll make the motion to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
So like I was saying, the whole purpose of this meeting is to request an exemption to one of our Othello municipal codes. It's OMC 9.33.020. Subsection C, which basically states that RVs are not allowed to be parked in our park's parking lot overnight. If you guys didn't know, our Othello High School boys baseball team has made regionals, and they're going to be hosting. Othello has been named to be the host community this weekend. The games will be taking place on Saturday, and there's going to be three teams that are going to be coming from out of town. Sela, a team from Seattle, and a team from Vancouver. So two of these, well, I guess Sela's kind of far away too. They're going to be coming from out of town, and the schedule goes, Othello's going to play Seattle at 10 a.m., Sela will play Vancouver at 1, and the winners of those two will play at 3 p.m., and the winner of that then goes to the Final Four, which will be up in Bellingham. However, these games are going to bring, obviously, the athletes. They're going to bring coaches, families, and fans, and we want to make sure Othello's a welcoming community for them. RV travel is actually pretty common in youth sports. If you ever had children that played youth sports, RV travel is actually pretty common. It provides a good alternative for people due to like rising lodging costs, and just people are just used to doing it. Also, we want Othello to be welcoming. We want Othello to be friendly. We want to be hospitable to our out-of-town visitors, and we think this will provide a safe alternative for some of the families to be able to park in the designated parking areas, and the map is attached to the agenda. For the weekend of, we think it encourages a positive experience for our guests. It would obviously strengthen Othello's reputation as a supportive host community, and it creates some economic benefits. By allowing this to happen, these people will be parked in their RVs in the park's parking lots. We'll have increased traffic as far as our businesses, our gas stations, our grocery stores, and all that. It'll give them an opportunity to stay here in town as opposed to seeking lodging, let's say in Moses Lake or some other area. So we think this is a reasonable request. We ask that you consider it, and we ask for a temporary exception to this ordinance, and you guys make a motion and approve that motion to allow this to happen for this weekend.
I have a question regarding additional loading on Parks and Rec regarding trash disposal, any additional lighting, security. What other resources do we need to provide to the space at this short notice?
Sure. So I've been in contact with the athletic director, Carlos Gonzalez of the high school, and they're actually putting together a pamphlet to disperse out to the other athletic directors, to all the families and coaches and athletes and all that. I wanted to include in my information that I follow back up with Carlos specific rules just like that, like make sure you keep the place clean, make sure you pick up your own trash, make sure you follow quiet hour rules, things of that nature. And then I'm going to coordinate with Interim Chief McFarland to see if we need to provide any greater presence there at the park. I'm sure we would, just because they are our visitors. We want them to feel safe and feel comfortable. But any other resources, you mean, like put in like a trash bin out there or something?
Yes.
Like that? I'm not sure if that's something we can arrange with such short notice or not. It's a good idea. I don't know if it's completely necessary to do that. Normally people that RV are pretty self-sufficient in handling their own property and garbage and all those things.
Well, with three teams like that, I don't think there'd be a need for extra garbage cans out there.
So
like you said, most of them will throw their garbage and whatever. If they have to throw it, they'll go throughout the park, because we got many, many containers out there, right? I think we'll be good.
I think we would be good as well. I was trying to project approximately how many RVs we might be receiving. It's kind of hard to say. There is three teams that are coming. I don't know how many are going to be in an RV. This just provides them an option to do that. And we can have one, or we can have 20 or so. It's really hard to say, but this at least provides them an option to do it in our city. It would keep them in our city, and it would be a benefit for all the reasons that I've stated.
Where's the parking spot going to be? Right there at the where the big
so we're designating two parking lots. Angel, it's the one on the north side next to the big gazebo, and the pools parking lot also across Hamlet on the north side of the street on Hamlet. I don't anticipate there being an overflow to the point where they'd have to use Hamlet. I would anticipate the two parking lots are more than enough, but we've added that spot just in case. And all this is going to be given to Athletic Director Gonzalez as far as, you know, where are the preferred places of parking. These are the places that are authorized. And I'm going to tell him that we would want to make the priorities the parking lots and not along Hamlet. Yes, Councilman Doral.
Is there any rentals that are going on of the gazebos during that time?
That is a good question. We can check up on that.
I'm not positive one way or the other on that one, but I know that there's no baseball games happening at the complex, so that's a benefit for us. But we can look and see if there's any rentals.
I can check on that.
Yeah, because if they were rented out, they're going to limit their parking.
Possibly could. That's all I have.
Okay. So I will entertain a motion. Did we also want to discuss any future?
So this was something that was brought up initially. We didn't know if we wanted to bring it up today, or maybe it's something that we can bring up at a different date. Because events like this do happen sometimes on short notice, and it could be hard for the council to convene and discuss any sort of exemption to the code. We had proposed the idea of the council granting permission to city administration to allow such exception just like this in the future, if there was short notice, if there was a significant event, as opposed to having to call a council meeting for this. It's not something we have to talk about. It was something we had first considered, and then we had pulled back. It's completely up to the council whether they want to discuss this or not. It would essentially just allow city administration to make these exceptions when there's short notice, there's a significant event, without the council's approval. But it's up to you whether we want to talk about this or not.
Or something that we could look at the future, because it might take a code change that we could bring back to the
Mr.
council
Mayor,
in the future.
I recommend we table it for a future meeting for the full council to be able to speak to it.
Okay.
If this is going to be a code change, why don't we turn it over to review for Planning Commission and for a recommendation to us? Let them flesh it all out completely and all the possibilities. We're going to have an idea what happens after this weekend, the things that come up. So that would be probably a good activity, and then they could make a code recommendation for us to vote on. Easy way to handle it.
Okay.
I don't know if that needs a motion. I think your approval, I think, to do.
No, I don't think we need a motion on it. We will talk to Ann tomorrow and discuss that with her to see if that's the direction that she wants to go with the Planning Commission. So for right now, I would entertain a motion.
So I will go ahead and make the motion to approve the exception to OMC 9.33.020C for the days of May 23rd and 24th, 2026 for Lions Park in the designated areas as defined on our map.
I would also want to include, I'm sorry, it could have been a typo, but for Friday night, which is the 22nd.
Friendly amendment to include 22 to 24.
Second. We got a first and second. Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion so carries. Thank you for your time tonight, especially for the fast notice. And this meeting's adjourned.